the cure for death. My dad raised me to believe that anything worth having is worth working for. I wonder if that thought was in Naaman's mind as he traveled to Israel seeking a cure for his Tzaraat leprosy. After first being given no hope from the king of Israel, who declared only God could do such a thing, he was sent to Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger to him who said, "Go bathe in the Jordan 7 times. Your skin will become as it was, and you will be clean." But Naaman became angry and turned to leave, saying, "Hear now. I thought for certain that he would come out personally, that he would stand, call on the name of Adonai his God, and wave his hand," etc. So he turned and went off in a rage. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. His mind told him that if bathing in the river was all it would take, he could do that at home. One of his servants boldly said, "My father, if the prophet had asked you to do something difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So doesn't it make even more sense to do what he says when it's only bathe and be clean?" 2 Kings 5:13. Do we tend to look at Jesus' offer of salvation with the same mindset? Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are struggling and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. If you acknowledge publicly with your mouth that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord, and trust in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be delivered. Romans 10:9. Does it seem too simple? We people tend to want to be doers. We need something to do. Come to Jesus, trust and believe, and you will find rest and life. It's not the physical work that Father is looking for first, it's the heart work. Sometimes that's all he'll ask of a person. If he wants you to do more, he'll find a way to let you know. Until then, find rest in your soul, knowing that it really is that simple to find the cure to death. Trust and believe.